Nolte, with complex PTSD, Kathy Griffin claims she's the victim of the gory Trump photo uproar. By John Nolte on April 19, 2023. 5.5 years ago, disgraced comedian Kathy Griffin hoisted a replica of then-President Trump's bloody, severed head and is now running around looking for sympathy over her complex PTSD. As a fellow human being, I'm sorry she has complex PTSD. I'm sorry she's unhappy at all. Still, she reminds me of someone who taunts a bear at the park and then gets eaten. You brought it on yourself, sweetheart. What Griffin did was so beyond acceptable that even the corporate media and entertainment world said so. Admittedly, I was shocked that the corporate media and entertainment world had that much residual decency in their increasingly dry decency tank, but that's how obscene Griffin's actions were. As a result, her career hit a speed bump, and she is now, in many ways, publicly defined by a choice she made to hoist a replica of a sitting president's bloody and severed head before the world. And really, complex PTSD? From what? People yelling at you on Twitter? This is a little different than being shot at or watching your buddy bleed out in battle, no? Kathy Griffin is a terrible role model for women. A weak, frail, insecure, neurotic snowflake who can't move on. Who wallows in her trauma, who's still falling apart over something that happened nearly 6 years ago, something she brought entirely on herself. In one of her Moo Trauma videos, Griffin admits she's about to go in record voice work for the TV show Futurama. Does she have any idea how many people would crawl over glass to get that kind of work? Even after hoisting Trump's bloody and severed head, she's doing voice work on Futurama. Still, she's out there begging for pity, moving into the victim phase of her public life, which is what all utterly shameless attention whores do. Kathy Griffin has no dignity. But, of course, having no dignity is part of what made her wealthy. Here's my favorite Kathy Griffin complex PTSD video. The one where she proves just how privileged she is. She says she had a freaking 8-hour attack yesterday. 8 hours of freaking writhing in pain in the bed. Who among us has the luxury of spending 8 hours in bed? Most of us have to get up and go to work or get the kids ready for school or whatever. Normal people have to walk this stuff off. And then she tells us she's out for a nice walk by the ocean. And then we learn she's headed to her Futurama dream job. Let me tell you what I think Kathy Griffin's real problem is. She doesn't appreciate what she has, and you cannot be happy without appreciation. A content person is not someone who is everything. A content person is someone who's happy with what they have. I don't doubt Griffin has lost much compared to what she had before she lifted that severed head. But she is still privileged beyond what you and I will ever enjoy. Moreover, she's still working jobs normal people would kill for. But she's not happy with that. That's not enough. In summation, here's Kathy Griffin, I'm a victim of my own choices. And now I walk along the ocean, stay in bed all day, and work in showbiz. Please, please pity me. I do pity her, but not for the reasons she wants me to pity her. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.